105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Right now, we welcome Dom Smith back to the studio he helped build.
Yes, my first time in here, actually.
Studio that Dom built.
Not only me, it has to be said, a large number of people.
Lots of good work took place over the Easter weekend on that. But the reason why you're here for the first time is because it is Pub of the Month. And what are we going to be talking about this time around?
Well, we're doing a little tour around Arbour and King's Hedges.
Ah.
So we're going a little bit to north of the city. And actually starting off... That was a very, very nice lead-in from Neil just then, because we're actually starting off with another small thing, the Jenny Wren.
Okay.
So this is the Jenny Wren in King's Hedges. It's a Green King pub. Quite a strong food emphasis in here. It's really nicely decorated, though, sort of lots of carpets, comfy chairs, and Jenny Wren's on the wallpaper, as you might expect. Really large bar, and four pumps with ales on... But they're all electrically pumped, which may or may not be to some people's taste. Really, really strong community vibe there. Sort of loads and loads of local people, lots and lots of ages. I was actually in there, I think it was about 5 p.m, and it was really, really busy. So that's good. And they do bingo on Wednesday evenings from 7:30. And they've got live music. They have Friday the 30th, Dave Cass, the Human Jukebox, is there. Apparently, you have to challenge him to find something he can't sing.
Oh, that sounds like a challenge, doesn't it?
He does country, 60s and 70s, rock and roll ballads. So, yeah, any of those, if you can find something he can't sing, then you can go and challenge him. And then the following day, Saturday the 31st, they have karaoke. One bar girl serving, she was quite quick. So 5 out of 5 for the decor, really nice in there. 2 out of 5 for the beer, 3 out of 5 for the staff, and 5 out of 5 for community. So that's 15 out of 20. Good
silly silly question before you move on to the next pub. You mentioned electric pumps.
Mm, yes.
It can't change the taste of the beer, can it?
So it's all about aeration. And some beers will work well. Some beers will work better with electrically pumped. Depends on the beer. But yes. So some people, I think there is quite an aesthetic thing, and some people don't like it just for that.
Those traditionalists can't be doing with it. Okay, where are we going next?
We're going just up the road to The Ship, which is a Charles Wells pub. It's a very large and very, very large, in fact. It's feels much more like a community centre than a pub. It's got huge rooms.
Some community centres, in my experience, feel like a pub, so it's going to work both ways.
And the other thing that possibly made it not feel like a pub was the fact that the bell girl didn't seem to know what a half of Coke was when I ordered one. There was sort of a blank look and a, "Oh, do you want a can of Coke?" question, which was a little bit odd. But anyway, they also do bingo. They have karaoke every Sunday and live music on Saturdays as well. They've only got one beer, though, which was Eagle. That's the only beer.
Any good? They don't know you had
Eagle
Coke.
Eagle's okay. I did have Coke, but yeah. Eagle's okay. Just the one bar member who really seemed quite bored, actually, it has to be said. Pool table and the decor just looks... It's okay, but it looks just a bit tired in there. Possibly not helped by the size of the room. Just a handful of locals. They've got live music from The Last Train this Saturday from 9. And a large beer garden outside. It's also the first pub I've ever been to with a kebab van in the car park.
Oh, that's interesting. Makes a change of steak and honour turning up, I suppose.
Exactly. Steak and honour are actually down the road at the moment. That's from the studio.
Are they, whereabouts are they? They're Hot Numbers?
Yes, they are.
Ah, I thought so. There's an event on. I forget exactly who it is, but never mind.
Anyway.
Do carry on.
3 out of 5 for the decor, 1 out of 5 for only having one beer, 2 out of 5 for the staff, and 3 out of 5 for community gives it 10 out of 20.
Okay, very good. Right, perfectly timed as well. We've got a couple more pubs to do. Which ones?
The Carlton Arms and The Grapes.
Okay, also some info on the Cambridge Beer Festival, which starts next week, doesn't it?
It starts on Monday.
Yeah, I'm ashamed. I'm going to be away for a few days, so I'm going to miss the first half of that. I guess I'll have to pop in towards the end of the week for that. We're doing Pub of the Month. Dom Smith is here to guide us through a selection of pubs, this time round Arbury, King's Hedges Way.
Mm-hmm.
And what's next on your list?
The next one is the Carlton Arms. So back in 2010, 2011, this was affected by a really big fire And it reopened, I believe, in the spring of 2011. So it was in the news at one point. It's on Carlton Road, unsurprisingly. It's a really good pub. So five hand pumps, really good for beer.
Not electric ones.
And it's also Cambridge Cameras Cider Pub of the Year. We covered this last month.
I remember now.
And they've currently got four ciders on. So if you like your traditional ciders, that's a good place to go. Two bars there. There was a deserted lounge bar, which was really nicely decorated. And then there was the games bar, which was basically sparse and wooden. I wasn't quite sure how to reconcile.
What was
this,
the idea? You know, you played, did some chalk and did hopscotch on the floor.
It had that sort of feel about it.
Ask for dominoes from the cupboard.
I'm sure they might have been able to supply those, actually. But yes, that was where all the people were, was in the games bar. Those who weren't out at the beer garden, because it was a nice day. Anyway, it's quite comfortable in there. And a pool table in the games bar, as you might expect. Large car park. I'd say there's beer garden. Only problem was that the barman was not in evidence when I went in there, and actually there was a hotel reception bell type thing on the bar, and you had to ding it, and about a minute later somebody magically appeared, which was a little bit odd. So not the greatest welcome in the world, but I'd say a pretty good pub. So I'd say difficult to score the decor side of things, but I gave it 3 out of 5 trying to reconcile the two halves of the pub. 5 out of 5 for the beers, though. 2 out of 5 for the staff with the bell thing. And 4 out of 5 for community, which gives it 14 out of 20.
OK. Time to do the math now, isn't it, I guess?
We've got one more to go.
Oh, one more to go. Yes. So it is time to do the math. I can't count. OK, fourth pub.
A fourth pub is The Grapes on Histon Road, another Green King pub. Two interesting guest ales, actually, in addition to the three Green King hand pubs. And, quite a nice, moderately sized pub. Standard Green King painted walls, but with red carpets, unusually, rather than green. Decorated with a load of nice, really old bottles of beer, which are good, nice to see.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. Yes. I like that.
Yeah. One of which was a 1986 Cambridge Beer Festival Ale, which I spotted, which we'll come on to in a moment. Anyway, pool table, which is free on Mondays. Interesting idea. Again, car park and beer garden. A few people in there. Much less of a community feel in this pub than in some of the others. One barman, and he was very friendly and apologised that he couldn't serve me immediately because he was busy serving food. And, they've got some live music too. This, you might notice, is a bit of a theme. So they have Tiger Blue, which is a rock band, playing this Saturday. Super Casino on the 23rd from 9 p.m. And also Lady Stardust is on tonight there. So 2 out of 5 for the decor. I'd say a bit tired, but okay. 4 out of 5 for the beers. 3 out of 5 for the staff. And 4 out of 5 for community, which gives it 13. So... yes, now we can do the math.
Now we can do the math. Okay. Who comes first?
Number one is, find my notes, the Jenny Wren.
The Jenny Wren. Oh, well done to little Jenny Wren.
Well done to Jenny Wren. And as I said, the lead in there to Cambridge Beer Festival. So Cambridge Beer Festival starting Monday evening on Jesus Green. You may have seen the marquees up already. Apparently there's beer inside them now.
Oh, really? I saw the makings of them the other day, the marquees. I don't think they'd sort of finished off doing them when I was wandering by.
So they've got the 200 beers from 100 different breweries, local beers which have been being delivered over the last few days, including Black Bar in Harston, which delivered their beer by punt on Wednesday.
Oh, very nice. I like that as an idea.
They've got two of the newest breweries in Cambridge, the Three Blind Mice Brewery from Little Downham, and Culveries from just down the road here in Hooper Street are both going to be present. They're doing third pint glasses once again, and also a focus on some Scottish Isles and gluten-free beers. All the information is at cambridgebeerfestival.com. The theme this year, unsurprisingly, is the Tour de France.
French beers, by any chance?
There will be foreign beers on the foreign beer bar.
Okay.
And entry is free on all weekday lunch times. £4 on Monday to Wednesday evenings. At £5 on Thursday to Friday evenings, and £3 for all day on Saturday. So okay. that's a bit complicated, but the information on the website. I can also tell you they've just had today 250 kilograms of pork scratchings delivered.
Excellent. So any crisps as well?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's what I'd like to hear. I might pop along next weekend if I get a chance. Dom, thank you very much.
Thanks.
We'll do a podcast of this and the rest of the week's interviews over the weekend, hopefully, if all goes according to plan. Dom, you're back on the third Friday of the month.
Yes, and I'll be doing a review of the Cambridge Beer Festival in the summer Saturday.
Next Saturday. Yeah, look forward to hearing that. I might even hear gentle sipping sounds of me in the background, perhaps.